Alright guys, so I just did a review for Black Clover 229 and I started talking about my theory of mine in the latter part of that episode review. Right now, today this episode is going to be pretty short, probably 3 minutes, probably more longer depending on how much I really need to flesh out this idea of mine. Now, the idea of mine is simple. I believe that Yuno is from the Spade Kingdom. And what triggered this for me is if, and who knows, probably both Yuno and Asta is from the Spade Kingdom, right? And one of the reasons for this is that, for multiple reasons, right? But the main reason that triggered this thought was the last chapter of Black Clover, chapter 229, the last page, you know, where Sister Lily found a guy, right? And the guy was like, oh no, Master Yuno. Right, so this guy referred to Asta as Master, and so in this panel there it says, who is this man that spoke Yuno's name? Now, this man, he was dressed in a robe and he was tattered. It seems like he was running and escaping and all of these things, trying to escape or something like that, right? And that right away, my first suspect is that he's probably running away from the Spade Kingdom are the Diamond Kingdom, but most likely the Spade Kingdom. And the reason I want to say most likely the Spade Kingdom is this, for one reason, for which human reason? Two reasons. One, the Spade Kingdom is now on the offensive. They're trying to fight people, and they're basically gonna launch a war right now, and they're invading the Diamond Kingdom. They're going across the Magic Belt, and they're going to invade the Clover and the Heart Kingdom, which is why the Heart Kingdom recruited Asta and his company, trained hard for 6 months, and we have seen Asta become a beast of some sorts, calling his sword and all of that. But that is besides the point. So that's the main reason, right? So this guy is most likely running away from the advancing Spade Kingdom. The second reason is that we have known, at least from about a few chapters back, that the Spade Kingdom has been taken over by devil, by a specific devil, the same one that the Art Kingdom priestess or princess is trying to fight, trying to kill, right? The same one that is now launched a war against and almost basically destroyed the Diamond Kingdom, right? So that's the two, those are the two main reasons why I'm suspecting the Diamond Kingdom, and reason why I'm suspecting that both Asta and Yuno might have come from that kingdom. Now, Yuno, this guy is called, is referring to Yuno as Master Yuno, right? Now, I believe that the Spade Kingdom is a land to some very strong and powerful mages, which is why Yuno was such a powerful mage and so full of mana, right? Now, keep in mind, according to, especially to the rules and the customs in Clover Kingdom, royals are blessed with lots of mana. Yuno has a tremendous amount of mana, very, very, very strong, potent mana, right? Now, this guy is referring to Yuno as Master, which means that Yuno might have been someone in the royal family. Now, if you couple that with the fact that the Spade Kingdom, the devil that's there has decided to take, have practically taken over the Spade Kingdom, which means that he might have annihilated, killed out the previous masters of that country, that nation, which is why I'm saying that Yuno might have been from there, right? And this guy's now looking for Yuno, looking tattered, like he has escaped and trying to escape and all of these things and trying to find Yuno. He says, oh no, Master Yuno. So I guess I'm not even sure exactly what's happening, if he's in a time loop or if he's running to this place, the same place where Master Yuno, where Yuno grew up, he's dropped there, right? And so probably he's like, oh shit, I gotta find Yuno before the advancing Spade Kingdom finds him or something like that. So he might have escaped and that, with that as his goal. Reason why I'm saying that Asta might also be from Spade Kingdom is because the Spade Kingdom seems to be, the devil seems to have been active in that kingdom for quite some time now. Now, what I find interesting when I was reading this chapter is that they show us the map, right? Of the kingdoms, right? And you have the Clover Kingdom in the middle or at the bottom, right? And to the right of the Clover Kingdom, you have the Diamond Kingdom. To the left of the Clover Kingdom, you have Art Kingdom, right? And so what was surprising was that between these, that the Spade Kingdom was by itself, by not it, it didn't it was not attached to any other kingdom. So the Diamond Kingdom was attached to the Clover Kingdom as well as the Heart Kingdom, but the Spade Kingdom was separated from all three kingdoms by what is known as the Magic Belt, right? And what we get to know from this chapter is that it's hard to get across the Magic Belt. It's pretty much like this deserted, just this era of wild, dangerous manner or something like that, right? And what we learned from this chapter was that the Spade Kingdom was using low-level mages like a multiplier them to power their vehicle or whatever to push across the Magic Belt, right? Which means that in order for someone to really get across this Magic Belt, there has to be it's gonna require a lot of mana, right? So only high level mages can really get across the Magic Belt and survive, right? Again, which will make sense because why Asta and Yuno again is probably from there, because he probably had some strong people escort them out. And the reason why I think Asta is from there again is because of this old devil thing, right? Asta is a devil. He might have had this devil with him since a very young age. And if you take into account, again, the fact that the Spade Kingdom is very powerful. I mean, they have not just because of the devil. The devil makes it extra powerful, but if you pay attention, you realize that the one person was able to go and literally annihilate most of the strong magics from the Diamond Kingdom, right? And now, and it seems that not everyone in the Diamond Kingdom know of the devils or anything like that. Right, because the guys that Asta fought in this chapter seem to be pretty much unaware, right? But there seem to be very high mages, high powerful mages from there, which is why it seems that they're so confident to simultaneously attack three different powerful kingdoms by themselves, right? So one country against three, this is pretty much solidifying the point that Yuno is most likely from there, which is why he's so gifted with mana, and Asta is most likely from there, which is why he's possessed with a devil. So all arrows right now points to the Spade Kingdom as the country of origin for both Asta and Yuno. That's where I'll cast my bet, which explains very much why Yuno is so powerful and so loved by mana, and why he has his spirit with him. And it's also explained why Asta has a devil in him, right? I'm thinking that after the devil took over Spade Kingdom while Asta, you know, was very young, right? Asta was probably a part of the royal family, and Asta was probably possessed by a demon based from experiments or whatever that the original devil that is now in the Spade Kingdom did, something like that. That's what I think. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think I'm talking nonsense? You guys can contact me at my email. The email for this one is shanersummon@gmail.com. I really need to hear from you guys. Or you guys can send me voice messages through the Anchor app. If you want, you can download Anchor app from the Anchor Play Store and sign up. You can contact me. The name of my podcast is The Anime Blaze, the anime podcast. So contact me there. If you're listening to this on Castbox, you can leave a comment. Try to get in contact with me. I'm gonna put this one up on YouTube, I think. So you can reach me in the comment section. So try to get in contact with me. But that's it for this episode of the Anime Podcast. All right, let me know what you guys think. See you guys later.